In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who makes us all Christians together by His command. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Lutherans aren't terribly thick in the South. That isn't necessarily the case everywhere in the world, but down here you get a lot of questions about what is a Lutheran? We are in a building that has University Lutheran on the front of it. There are signs here that say University Lutheran, and people hear that word and they go, well, what does that mean? And I grew up answering that question a lot because I grew up in the Philippines where also Lutherans aren't terribly thick. And a lot of people would say, well, you're a Lutheran. Does that somehow link up with Martin Luther King Jr.? Is this a denomination that started from that? No, much earlier than that. In fact, he was named after our guy. And we get this kind of question about, like, okay, well, what are you? And then occasionally they'll see how we worship. And they'll look at how I dress on a Sunday morning, and they'll go, well, Lutheran, does that mean that you're, Catholic? And I really hate this one. Does that mean that you're Catholic light? No, that's Episcopalians. But there is something to that, and actually, there is something inside of me that wants to answer that question and say, yes, I am Catholic, but maybe not in the way that you're meaning that. You see, I'm not Roman Catholic. And there are some differences between Lutherans and Roman Catholics, just like there's differences between Lutherans and Baptists and Lutherans and Presbyterians, Lutherans and people in the Church of God, and Lutherans and a lot of other people. We have our differences. You see, I'm not Catholic in the sense that I believe that the Pope is the very vicar of Christ. I just don't believe that. I'm not Roman Catholic in the sense of understanding that what happens in communion is transubstantiation. I think that's a little bit of over-explaining it sometimes. I'm not Roman Catholic in the fact that I have a wife and children. I'm not Roman Catholic in those ways, but I'm also not Presbyterian in other ways. And I'm not Baptist in other ways. And I'm not a whole lot of other things. What I am is Lutheran. And even in the midst of the big Lutheran world, I'm even a specific kind of Lutheran. I am Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, who at times we get called the Fighting Missourians. That doesn't mean that we're really good at sports. It means that we're really good about arguing theology with each other. And we do have this tendency to say, well, that's not what I believe, and this is what I believe, and that stuff is important to us. And that's a part of the reason that this sermon series is being explained out to you all so that you can get a sense of what it means to be Lutheran, because this sermon series that we're starting off today called Concordia, which is a Latin word that simply means with the heart. And essentially what the word Concordia means is that our hearts are beating together. They're beating at the same time. That there's harmony there. That there's harmony within our gathering, that there's harmony in the things that we believe about God, and we believe about human beings, and that we believe about one another, and that we believe especially about Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. We have this big book. It's about as thick as the Bible that I carry around. It's called the Book of Concord. And the Book of Concord is actually a collection of writings from around the time of the Reformation. And those writings are all writings that explain what those things are that we believe in. And it is somewhat repetitive because some of those things go over the same stuff. Justification shows up a lot, which is the forgiveness of sins and how important that is to us. And what those things are, it's supposed to be something that helps us to be very precise about what we believe. And the reason that we look for that precision about what we believe is because we want people to be able to have an assurance of what they believe. We don't want people to walk away and say, well, I'm not really sure if my sins were forgiven today or not. That's why we make it very explicit. We made it very explicit today in the confession. You should believe this as if a voice from heaven came and told you, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's who we are as Lutherans. We are very explicit people. We are not real good at nuance. Again, that's the Episcopalians. Who we are as Lutherans is we're very, very German. And I don't say that a lot, because I think we overemphasize that sometimes, but especially in this, we just say what we're going to say. If you don't like it, okay, fine, but we're still going to say it. And so it's interesting the way that our book of confession begins. The book of the stuff that we believe is so important that we want to be absolutely clear about doesn't start off with our differences. It doesn't start off with the way that I am different from a Roman Catholic. It doesn't start off with the way that I'm different from a Presbyterian. It doesn't start off with the way that I'm different from the non-denominational church and its pastor down the street. It starts off with three ecumenical creeds: the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed, which we are going to confess together later on today. And the beginning of that Athanasian Creed is something that a lot of times throws some people for a loop because it has that C word that I mentioned earlier. Not Christian, but Catholic. It starts off, this is the Catholic faith. Now, for a bunch of dudes that were wrangling with the theology of the Roman Catholic Church, for them to start everything off with a creed that starts like this, says something. Namely, it says that they don't see Roman Catholic and Catholic to be the same thing. In fact, in our bulletin, what you'll find is that there's a little asterisk, a little footnote, after when we use the word Catholic, and it says that we believe that word to mean that it speaks along with the ancient church in Christian doctrine. That overarching doctrine. That who we see ourselves as Lutherans being is a part of a people that have believed in God that stretches back before the Roman Catholic Church ever started. Before the Orthodox Church ever started. Before even Peter was speaking to a bunch of people in his sermon after Pentecost, before even that Psalm 8 was written, even before that, to the point of the first people that are talked about in that Genesis reading that Donna Claire did such a great job reading for us. That we see ourselves as a part of that big timeline. The people who have struggled to know God, the people who have known God in clarity and in truth, the people who have prayed to Him, the people who have wrestled with Him, that we see that as who we are. And yet so often we can get just kind of siloed away to ourselves and we can say, well, I'm Lutheran, so that means that I'm better than you. Or I'm Roman Catholic, so that means that I'm better than you. Or I'm whatever, so that means that I'm better than you. Or maybe I'm this kind of Lutheran, which means that I'm better than you. And that's not how we want to begin. Because how we begin is that we're all in this together. We're all in this in the same way together. And that's what Jesus commands in Matthew 28. He says, get everybody together. Go, therefore, and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Pope Pius X. No. Go, therefore, and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That baptized identity that we share with our Roman Catholic friends, with our Presbyterian friends, with our non-denominational friends, that baptism, that is what brings us together. Those are the people that we are going to be singing alongside with in the resurrection. Those are the people who are our mates in the midst of this. And sure, we can have disagreements with them, and we're Lutherans, we know how to do disagreements. And they'll have disagreements with us. They'll think that we're crazy. They called our founder a heretic. But we're all in this baptized thing together. Because of Jesus. Because of this person who is God and man, who died on the cross, who rose again from the tomb, and just before he ascended into heaven, he said, go. Go and bring everybody together under this name. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what matters most about our theology and any theology, is that it's about God bringing us into his family. Amen.